This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 22, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The 5th U.S. Sport Aviation Expo opened yesterday morning at Sebring Regional Airport following widely varying predictions on how the light sport aircraft industry would support the show during a deep recession. ANN's Rob Finfrock reported the conspicuous absence of a few aircraft manufacturers, and Expo Chairman Bob Wood confirmed to EAA that outdoor exhibitors are off about 20% this year. But, he added, demand for indoor space actually increased over last year. Major announcements by manufacturers form a much shorter list this year than last, but the show runs through Sunday, weather's forecast to be good, it's a great time of year to visit Florida, and organizers say they believe they're on a pace to draw a total attendance of 10,000 people by the time the show ends. GoBosch Aviation had an announcement on opening day at Sebring. The company, which distinguishes its LSA from the pack using the term luxury sport aircraft, introduced a stablemate to its ambitious 700S model. Starting from the 700S's all-metal construction and high level of standard equipment, the new 700X adds a panel featuring a single Dynon D180 EFIS and EMS display and a Garmin GPS 196. We've come to expect glass cockpits pretty much everywhere these days, but the GoBosch 700X has been brought in at a suggested list price of $99,990. That's $10,000 less than the company's own 700S Sport with steam gauges. GoBosch President Tim Baldwin explained that since the 700S was introduced at AirVenture in 2007, quote, a number of sport pilots and flight schools who prefer a rugged all-metal aircraft have asked about offering a GoBosch 700 with an electronic primary flight display, unquote. To sweeten the proposition, GoBosch is offering incentives, including $5,000 in discounts or upgrades for the first six customers depositing at least $25,000 on the new model. Full details are available at www.gobosch.aero. There are a few more announcements expected at Sebring this year. We have staff there. We'll bring you more highlights over the weekend in text form at aero-news.net. Liberty Aerospace announced on Thursday it now has in place its expanded U.S. sales and marketing organization, including 10 regional sales managers representing the Liberty XL2 in all 50 states. The XL2 is a two-seat composite IFR-capable trainer powered by a fuel-injected Continental IOF-240B with FADEC, offering both 125 horsepower and low fuel burn. Liberty's marketing makes the case for the XL2 as an efficient trainer, especially when IFR capability is required. Liberty Aircraft USA is the name of the company administering the U.S. sales and marketing effort. President George Johnson laid out the plan going forward. Quote, our goal at Liberty Aircraft USA is to bring what we believe is the best next-generation training and touring aircraft to the marketplace in the United States. Our mission is to create raving fans, unquote. While the U.S. sales presence is spoken for, Liberty Aerospace, which is based in Melbourne, Florida, is still seeking sales representation in many international markets. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. United Technologies turns in a strong finish to 2008. Marcus Schrenker pleads not guilty. And a first-year pilot makes a successful dead-stick landing in Texas. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll learn about an experimental avian radar system at SeaTac that can detect bird movements. It's part two of my conversation with Steve Osmick, the wildlife biologist for the Port of Seattle. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.